You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Patricia, and I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're talking about our story and how we started to understand human evolution and that it wasn't happening in our world today. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason. Can you tell the audience our story up to now and how we got to this point about evolution?
So if you remember in the beginning, I knew that I was here to do something important, something special, but I didn't know what it was. So I went on this quest. It probably took me 10, 15, 20 years, you know, trying every self-help, self-improvement, reading all these books, probably many of which you have read or are familiar with or tried. Especially if you're listening right now. And I was chasing every possible new age process and approach, self-help also. So then I was kind of nudged with my intuition and I started to progress. And that was one of our shows. We've had, this is, I think, our fourth or fifth show. So we're trying to keep you in line with the story. And then we discovered, and this was the last show, the 80% negative energy in our essence that everyone had, even those who have achieved greatness. And if the people that have achieved greatness had the same amount of negative energy in their essence, I knew at that point that it meant that as a whole, as a world, as a collective, we weren't evolving. We weren't moving forward. Mm-hmm. In fact, it was getting worse.
Okay.
So as we worked with clients, we could see that when we cleared them, when we cleared the negative energy, they got better. They felt better. They were able to do the things they wanted to do, and they were healing. They all sorts of things: money problems, relationship problems, health problems,
creative problems.
Everything was getting better.
Mm-hmm.
But then we were looking at everybody else, and everybody else had all this negative energy also. So, you know, and Patricia will tell you that we talked about this. We were going to have the show that we're going to have after this, which is about scams and false claims, first. We didn't know whether to put this one first about true evolution or the ones on false claims and scams, because they're kind of related.
And wait a minute. What do you mean by that?
Well, in order to understand the false claims, you have to understand real evolution. So it's sort of a chicken and egg thing, you know?
Okay.
I just recently read an NBC article about all the conspiracy theories that are out online, and people are, because they're home now, they're just diving into these conspiracy theories, and some of them are about energy and wellness and kind of the same topics that we're talking about. So let me just talk about how the ecosystem approach is different.
Okay.
We're not asking people to come and believe us. We're showing people how to be your own guru, how to use your internal resources that you were born with that are natural to you to develop your intuition, your consciousness, your emotional intelligence, all the things you need to navigate this world to figure out what's just true and what's just kind of a scam.
Okay. So, you know, Jason, I understand. I mean, I know how this works, but I also know that it took us a while to get to that point to where we could actually see that everyone had the 80%, And yet nobody even knew it was there.
And no one was getting rid of it.
And no one was, nothing.
Even
all, of those programs.
Yes. Even right. The energy processes, you right. know, that are out there today, mm-hmm. they didn't even make a dent. I remember that time, it seemed like it was for a couple months that we had all these new clients. They would come to us and say, well, you don't have to do very much work. I've already done all this work.
and I admit,
we're not laughing at them.
No, but we're laughing at, we knew that they still had the 80%, and we knew
we could see it.
Yes. Well, and I remember one client in particular. She said, why didn't I meet you guys a year ago? I just spent all this money on doing this program and it doesn't work. And yet I've heard what you do is amazing.
We also had, I remember the one guy who, he went through this, it was very involved a rebirth process.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
he said, it was very emotional and intense.
I remember him talking about the intense.
And we looked at his energy and we didn't see, you know, what he expected to be, you know, dramatic change. We
None.
Didn't see it. So when we talk about evolution, it's not because we're just being armchair philosophers. We see this stuff. We've worked with it for the last 20 years.
Right.
And we know that people aren't evolving. So, you know, we're going to talk about what that means, you know, in the next segment.
Okay.
But here's the other thing that we saw, and this really touches me, that people who are programmed in our programming world today, if programming doesn't suit you, if it doesn't fit, if you can't program yourself, you get cast aside.
Mm. Well, you know what? You had a story about the guy when you were in the Army.
You know, when I was Army story, warning. Anyways, Army story. But when I was in the Army, which is all about programming, the Army is just classic programmer. And mm-hmm. it teaches you methodologies and it programs you to do them. You know, if you're, you know, you've heard the things that we're like a well-oiled machine. Well, that's programming. You know, this unit is like a well-oiled machine. Well,
we do more before 9 a.m. than.
Yeah, that's a different program. But yeah,
it's still programming. Well,
it's the Army advertising. But
exactly.
And I could do it. I did well in the Army. I was able to program myself. But I had a friend who, really smart. I was in military intelligence, and they got a lot of the people that scored high in the test. And so he was really smart, But he couldn't polish his shoes. He just was really distractible, kind of an ADD kind of guy. And I think he eventually got kicked out or chaptered out or whatever. And basically thrown away. I think he wanted to have a career in politics, and he figured going in the Army would help him with that, and going to school and that sort of thing. But it just didn't work for him. And I yearn for people like that. I hurt for people like that.
Right. And what you're talking about there is that not everyone can be programmed.
Exactly. Yes.
And by the way, I need to say this to those of you out there that think that might be you. My hat's off to you. My hat is off to you. The problem is that in this programming world, it appears that you're not the one, you don't fit in. And by the way, I really understand this, even personally, I really understand it. But what I'm getting at is this, is that it is not hopeless. The best thing that you can do for yourself, whether you can be programmed or not, is what, Jason?
The ecosystem approach.
Exactly.
Uncovering yourself. Right. See, programming is like paddling upstream. The minute you stop,
right,
you start to drift backwards.
Right. It reminds me of those diets.
Yes.
You know, it's the same thing. There's
exactly.
no difference.
You have to push yourself, drive yourself. And the minute you stop, then you start to drift backward. But the ecosystem approach is cumulative.
Right.
It's more like instead of paddling upstream, you're like in a pond that's smooth and gentle, and just so you paddle a little bit.
Well, and smooth and gentle, and you have the ability to think for yourself.
Yes.
To recognize who you are. That's one of the things that there are several things that the ecosystem approach does, but one of the things that it does is it allows you, by the way, programming does not, but it allows you, gives you, you know, your own permission to think for yourself and to figure out who you are.
One of the biggest misconceptions today is that you can develop excellence or a talent or ability by self-discipline, persistence, and hard work, which is programming.
Mm-hmm.
And human growth doesn't come from that type of programming. You know, you don't develop talents that way. You create them, but you're paddling upstream all the time.
Right.
And the minute you stop, you know, we hear about people who have achieved excellence because they practice 10 hours a day, whether it's in golf, whether it's playing the violin, whatever.
Right.
You know, but they become tortured, and it perverts parts of your personality, and it's not sustainable.
Right.
So, you know, we realize this is a tough sell, so to speak. And if you're listening right now and thinking, well, I don't know, that's very natural, and we're right there with you. So, but give us a chance to make our case, and we're going to do that in the next segment and in the third segment too. So how to apply it.
Okay. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
There's no real understanding of human growth and evolution.
Right.
There's a widespread belief that programming is the way to growth, but it's toxic.
Mm.
Programming does not bring out the best in humanity, but suppresses the best and real evolution.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to undo the negative effects of programming and bring out your talents and abilities.
Love it. Absolutely love it. In the next segment, we're going to talk about true evolution that brings about, and I love this, consciousness and emotional intelligence using the ecosystem approach, and how that can happen for you and the world in general. And we all know we all need it. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Coming to you live on TransformationTalkRadio.com is the Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and what she calls reality resistance. Join the cultural revolution and annihilate obstacles. Check it out at culturalbrilliance.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to talk about true evolution that brings about consciousness and emotional intelligence and how that can happen for you and for the world in general. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, if using self-discipline and pushing and driving yourself is programming and toxic, what does real evolution look like? And I need to, there's two questions here. I think many people in the audience believe that if they didn't use self-discipline or push themselves, they would be lazy and not do anything at all except sit on the couch and eat, my favorite M&Ms.
Okay. So that's two questions. So the first one is, it is invisible. And the reason is that, I think about myself, I think about you and traits that we have, most of them we've always had, but they're just more vibrant now. Mm. And because Patricia has a trait and I have a different trait, it doesn't mean that we both aren't evolved. So the best way to understand it is that it's evolution is internal. It's not external. And if I told you a list of traits, if I said, this is what evolution looks like in our programming world, most people would fake those traits. They would just go out there and figure out how to fake them or act like they have them. And which makes perfect sense in a programming world. Mm-hmm. So the other question is, and this is that we've had this so many times over the years. We've been doing this for 20 years. You know, if I didn't program myself, I would just sit on the couch and eat M&Ms or cherry bonbons or whatever it is. So and sometimes that happens when you push yourself and drive yourself and push yourself and drive yourself, and then you stop. There's a period of laziness that is natural and organic to human beings, but because we've been programmed all of our life, we don't even know what it's like to be internally motivated. Mm-hmm. And the other problem is again, you go back to our last show on the 80%, on the discovery of the 80%, we saw that we have all this negative energy, which interferes with our natural motivation, our ability to say, this is who I am. And I've got to express this in the world. And it doesn't mean that it's a particular job. It's how you express whatever job that you have.
Well, and you know what? I just want to jump in and say, you know, I get asked this question more often than not. And it's, where does all of your energy come from? And the answer is, well, I don't have a bunch of negative energy that my energy is having to go through in order for me to do something. In other words, I more or less have a direct connection to my authentic internal energy.
You know, and I remember, it just came to me, but when Patricia was teaching water aerobics, you know, four times a week in the Bay Area, they had a party for her one time, and I remember there was a woman came over to me and she kind of took me aside and said, where does Patricia get all her energy? And, and I think she expects me to say Red Bull or some sort of really high intense caffeine or something
right,
like that.
Right, right.
And I tried to describe evolution at that point, but I fumbled it pretty badly. And she just kind of looked at me like, you know,
deer in the headlights.
Yeah. What the heck is he talking about? So, right. You know, it just, it doesn't describe well, but truly that's what it is.
Yeah.
And, people don't see me as energetic, but they see me in other ways. And, you know, there's different traits. We were just talking about this metaphor before the show. And I think it makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
If your personality was like a rainbow of colors.
Oh, I love this one.
You know, and if when you're covered up with this 80% negative energy in your essence, those colors are muted and faded and pastel and dull. But as you start to uncover those, that rainbow those colors start to become vivid. And maybe one color becomes vivid.
More vivid.
More vivid.
More vivid. Is that
vividder? Whatever. It becomes more vivid as you clear that one away. But the other one may take a little longer, that sort of thing. It doesn't all happen at once. It's not like a switch that you flick. But it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think what people are looking for, Patricia, and I can say this for myself, there's a feeling on the inside.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would describe it as feeling solid, feeling like I know who I am. I know where I'm going. I know what I'm here to do, and I'm excited about it.
Well, you know, this comes to mind when you just said that. I was treated in my house as if I was the maid. I'd always been treated that way. And yet I knew I had these loves, these things that I wanted to do and that sort of thing.
She but related to the Cinderella story.
I truly did. And anyway, I remember I was 7 years old, and I remember the first time I had an older brother, and he paid for dance lessons for my sister and I. And so I remember the first time we went and did our first dance lesson as I was doing the beginning of ballet moves. You know, you start out with the basics, you know, like everything else. I knew there was this excitement that came from the center of me, from inside of me. And it just felt as if I was lighting up the room. And even back then, I could see auras and so forth. And I could see my aura in the room, in the mirror that I was standing in front of. And I kept trying to think, oh, don't show anything. Don't show anything. You know, because I was told I couldn't. And that didn't happen, because the dance teacher, she was hardcore. She picked me out of, there was probably 15 girls in this room, and she picked me out and she said, you have something amazing. And of course she turned around and told my mother, who was sitting right there, you know, watching all this go on. And she told my mother, and my mother got really mad. And she got really mad, and she was very jealous, and she was all of these things. But here's the best part. My mother couldn't stop me. And the dance teacher really helped me always connect with that essence, that joy of music and movement in me. I still have that today.
So another way of talking about that is that you touched it when you did those dance lessons,
yes.
But then the programming of your mother and the jealousy and all those negative emotions in your family growing
and
up.
And actions.
Squelched it.
Yes.
And when I met Patricia, she was doing purchasing, which was basically inbox outbox function. And if you knew Patricia at all, and if you know her now, you know inbox outbox is not her thing, you know. And no, so that's not crazy. If you know, that's
if
craziness
anything,
yes
no matter what.
So when we talk about evolution, it's being yourself.
Yes
So here's the other thing. Okay. Consciousness and emotional intelligence is a natural byproduct of evolution. In other words,
I love that.
You know, sometimes when you have consciousness, you feel like you're on another planet.
Yeah.
And, you know, Patricia and I are always doing this. We're going out in the world and we see things that other people completely miss. And emotional intelligence too. We see how people like us and we're supportive, but a lot of times it's because we can see who they are. We know how to bring out the best of them naturally. It just comes naturally to us.
Right.
Because that's emotional intelligence and consciousness.
Yeah.
It's seeing the world from a heightened perspective and in a way that you can put yourself in someone else's shoes, which if you look at our politics today, look at everything else, we can't put ourselves in other people's shoes.
And well, we're not allowed to. Yes, exactly. We were trained not to. And, you know, it's that part. When you can see a situation, if there's a situation that you're confronted with, if you can see the situation from somebody else's perspective, I guarantee you, sooner or later, usually sooner, you're going to see a solution in a way that you did not expect.
It's almost like
a positive one, by the way.
We almost feel like we're on a different planet because this consciousness times, yes. allows us to see things that so many other people miss. But I want to go back and give the audience a definition of evolution or okay. a way to look at it.
Okay.
And it's where you look at your internal resources. So when you're evolved, instead of going outside and saying, well, this program told me I have to do this to lose weight, or I have to do this to have a better marriage, or I need to do this to make more money. When you're evolved, you go to your internal resources and say, what's the best way for me to handle this situation?
Right.
And what do I need to clear, refine, so I can get more information if I don't have enough when I look into those internal resources? Because most of us out of the gate, because of that 8%, those internal resources are really rusty and they don't work very well. And we're the first ones to say, it's not just a switch. You just don't automatically look inside and everything's okay. You have to refine those internal resources.
So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Evolution is invisible to those who are programmed and is an internal process. Evolution is unique to the individual and feels wonderful and fulfilling from the inside out. Mm-hmm. And consciousness and emotional intelligence are natural byproducts of evolution. And the ecosystem approach teaches you to refine internal resources so they are usable for your personal evolution.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about creating evolution for you and yourself in the world. That is all about programming and how to navigate the entire process. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Yeah, yippee-skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to talk about creating evolution for yourself in a world that is all about programming and how to navigate that process. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, okay, so if the whole world is all about programming and it doesn't see or recognize evolution, what should I do?
Well, the reason you should do it is because you'll have secret skills and abilities that no one else will have.
Hmm.
And you'll also have true meaning and fulfillment will come forward within you and have that peace on the inside. Most people don't have that today. Right. Here's the irony. We live in a programming world, mm-hmm. but if you use programming methods to help yourself gain abilities and talents and to move forward, it actually reduces... interferes with your human growth,
mm-hmm.
Whereas the ecosystem approach actually helps you have more skills and ability even in a programming environment.
Okay.
It's a real irony. So the more you program yourself, the more you decrease your success in a programmed world. I know that's you have to get your wrap your head around that one.
Well, okay, and so I sort of see this one as, say somebody is a concert pianist, and they spend hours a day, of course, working with their themselves and
practicing,
and practicing exactly. The problem is, and by the way, thank you for the concert pianist. I appreciate that, but they give up so much of another part of their lives, that there's an empty void there.
That's actually kind of a good example. You know, our view of someone who's a great concert pianist is someone who practices hours and hours and hours a day. But if you were to evolve, if you were to do the ecosystem approach, what you would do is maybe you wouldn't practice for a week. Maybe you would clear the emotions, clear the barriers, the things that get in your way from being a better concert pianist. Mm-hmm. And not only a couple of things would happen. First of all, you would love it.
Yes.
Even more. You would love that music. You'd have a relationship with the music and with the piano that most concert pianists never have,
right,
in the same way. And you would be more balanced. Your relationships would be better. Your ability to create money for yourself would be better. Everything would be better. We think that the only way to do it is to force, to push yourself, torture yourself, drive yourself. Mm. And because that's been all of our heroes, that's how they do it. We say, that's the way you have to. We don't even think that there's another way. And oh, by the way, I'm going to say this. As intuitives, this information is not just something that we brought down from the mountain. The truth is, this is available to everybody.
Yes.
With sufficient consciousness evolution,
yeah,
and using the ecosystem approach.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost like the creator laid this out for us and said, okay, this is how you're supposed to treat yourself. But because of programming, we don't go inside to look.
Mm-hmm.
We go outside to other experts who control the narrative. But if you look on the inside, that's where the real gold is, where the real treasure chest is.
And Jason, there was never any experts that could help you and I do what we've done.
Exactly. we did use an expert. Literally, the ecosystem approach was created, and now in hindsight, I kind of see why. But we never used a teacher. It was all intuition. And some people said, well, trial and error. Well, not really.
No.
It's almost like we kind of just knew. And I think the best what Patricia and I did was we used our relationship, which, and no one says that. We used our relationship to uncover the ecosystem approach.
Exactly. Exactly.
And it's our relationship because we both have intuition and we keep refining it. And we see more and more information. It just kind of laid out there for us.
Exactly. It's actually really cool. And if you ever get the opportunity to actually meet us in person, you will be very amazed at what you see.
In terms of our relationship.
Yes. Most people you never see.
And a lot of people, they see that we have a good relationship, but they don't have the consciousness or the emotional intelligence to see why it's so good or what's so special about it. So I want to get back to something really concrete.
Okay.
So you want to implement the ecosystem approach instead of doing programming.
Well, of course I do.
Let's give the audience an example.
Okay.
Okay. It's basically whenever you go to do something, instead of forcing yourself, tricking yourself, seducing yourself, which is all programming.
Right.
Getting a YouTube video and figuring out how to let someone else tell you how to do it.
Okay.
You know, you try it and you look at what's blocking you, what's emotionally blocking you. Sometimes people say, well, I don't know what's blocking me. Well, so you clear numbness, you clear, I don't know what's.
You clear confusion.
Yes. So let's say you need to, you've been chronically late for work and your boss saying, if you're not on time anymore, you're going to get fired or whatever.
Right.
So the programming method might be to have someone call you, have someone wake you up, put
three alarm clocks,
put a bucket of water over your head that's set to dump on you at a certain time in the morning.
Right.
Those are all programming methods.
Right.
Maybe you have to do that. Maybe that's, you don't want to get fired, blah, blah, blah. But first, start with this. Clear the veils and illusions so you can see what's keeping you from waking up on time and getting to work on time.
Okay.
And you could start to see all sorts of things. You could start to see, well, I hate my boss. I hate my job. Mm-hmm. I hate the commute.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the person next to me because he's lactose intolerant. It could be all sorts of things, Patricia's looking at me like, I don't know where you come up with that stuff.
And then there's that.
So,
but the bottom line is what you're saying is when you start using the ecosystem approach, and by the way, a little bit at a time, do the clearings with this in the next segment. Get the newsletter, sign up for the newsletter and get those clearings. Use that. I had somebody tell me the other day that she was using the newsletter and the clearings on a regular basis to keep from killing her husband and her kids.
I mean, I know it sounds strange. What, isn't that amazing? I mean, that's the way you deal with your emotions as opposed to trying to do some programming thing.
Exactly.
Here's the other thing.
Okay.
Really quickly. The lack of evolution is obvious in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
So when there's a critical mass of people who are evolving instead of programming themselves, the whole world's going to shift.
And by the way, why don't you start with you today?
Exactly. We don't, we always try to make it practical for you in the audience,
right?
Listening right now. And we don't make it global. But the truth is, if everybody started doing this, it would be better. The reason COVID has had so many people with emotional problems, it's related to the lack of usable inner resources, emotional intelligence, consciousness, mm-hmm. evolution. So,
okay. All right.
Key points?
So, that's my line, Jason.
Yep.
What are the key points of this segment, Jason?
Programming versus the ecosystem approach is not black and white, and you can do both.
Okay.
Every problem can be cleared first and then do programming as necessary. Mm-hmm. Evolution is needed to save the world from itself. Always start with you, with yourself.
Okay.
The ecosystem approach helps you evolve and shows you how to use and uncover your inner resources.
And by the way, I love that part. That always makes me happy. So, Jason, what are we going to tell the audience how to clear?
It's really simple. You don't have to sit, stand, any posture. You don't have to be reverent. You don't have to think really hard. You don't have to force yourself. You don't have to concentrate, any of that. So when we say, and to eliminate, just in your mind's eye, in your imagination, gather up those things that we say to eliminate, whether it's veils and illusions, barriers, specific emotions. Just gather them up in your body and blow them into a trash can. Now, if there's no trash can where you are, maybe you're driving, use your mind's eye, use an imaginary trash can. If you go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, you can download a picture of the processor, which is what our trash can looks like, and it processes that negative energy so it becomes neutral.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then after that, we're going to activate life force energy. And that life force energy, by the way, is the most powerful energy in the world. And it's going to help you go even farther in anything and everything that you do. And by the way, removing and then adding back in is such an amazing way to do your life right now. And by the way, it's easy. So stay tuned when we come back. We're going to do some clearings to help you start to evolve and develop your internal resources. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune into All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to do some clearings to help you start to evolve and develop your internal resources. Jason, you ready to get going?
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the frenzy, anxiety, and stress that keeps me from my internal resources and my evolution. Take a breath. Blow that into the trash can. Take up all that frenzy and anxiety and blow it into the trash can.
And to eliminate the anger, hate, rage, and bitterness that blocks my evolution. Take a nice breath. Start at the tips of your toes. Pull that negative energy up from the tips of your toes all the way through your body, right to your mouth, and blow it out into that trash can. Remember, trash can is usually imaginary, which is fine. But if it's not, blow it into the one that's near your desk. Blow it out.
And to eliminate my fears and anxieties that block my consciousness and evolution, take a breath. Gather up those fears and anxieties. Blow them to the trash can.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the negative energy attached to me blocks my evolution. Take a breath. Easy on yourself here. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can focus on my inner resources by clearing the negative energies in my way.
That's
good.
Take
a breath.
You know, I need to stop and say this. I remember doing that mostly for the first time myself, clearing the blocks to my inner resources. And I found other people's energy there, meaning I saw like faces and that kind of thing. And that's really understandable because oftentimes it's other people that are trying to get you to be programmed that are keeping you from being able to connect with your own personal essence.
And there's people in the audience right now that light bulb went off.
So okay, here we go. Good.
So here we go. The barrier, so I can see that clearing is the pathway to my evolution and consciousness.
Love it.
Take a breath.
Good. And to eliminate the false belief that I can program myself for a better performance in a programming world, I release and let go that false belief. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see there's a lot of negative energy attached to me that needs to be cleared. Take a breath.
And you know, I don't think we've ever said this, but I know that there's close to more than half of you out there that when we're doing the clearings, you're yawning and it's almost like you can't get rid of the stuff enough. By the way, when you're yawning, that means what we found is that you're moving huge amounts of negative energy and it's the body's reaction to basically letting that go. By the way, yawning makes you take in life force. Take a breath, everybody. And blow it out.
And to eliminate my difficulty trusting my internal resources versus programming methods. Right. Take a breath. I had a client tell me his nose runs when he's starting to move negative energy.
Yes.
I mean, it could be very unique to you. Yawning is one way. So here we go.
Exactly. And to eliminate my compulsion to trust methods and practices versus going inside and using what? My own resources. Take a breath, everybody. And to eliminate seeing myself as a machine that needs to be programmed versus an evolved human being. Take a breath.
Woo-hoo. So Patricia makes me do this all the time, but I know a lot of our clients like this. So we're going to do some clearing for the world. Mm-hmm. So when we do that, just in your mind's eye, imagine your hand going across the globe, taking all that negative energy that we're talking about and putting into a big dumpster at the end. So here we go.
Here we go.
And to eliminate all the prejudice and propaganda that we believe because we have low emotional intelligence. Take a breath. Gather up all that prejudice
all the way
propaganda
around the world and blow it out. And to eliminate the anger and hate and bitterness that keeps all of us from living together peacefully and in harmony and enjoying each other. Take a breath all the way around the world. And any negative energies, drop it in that dumpster.
and to eliminate the focus on program solutions versus creating evolution for the individual and for the world.
Nice.
Take a breath. Gather up all those program solutions. Put them in the dumpster.
You don't need them.
And you need a big dumpster for all that. It's a lot there.
And to eliminate for myself and the world all the barriers so we can start to remove the negative energies in the world to improve what? Evolution, our evolution, and other people's evolution, the world's evolution as well. Take a breath all the way around the world and blow out any negative energy left over. Drop it in the trash can. Dumpster. So, Jason, I'm ready to activate some life force.
Go ahead.
Okay. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use the most powerful energy in the world that we have access to starting right now so I can activate hope and clarity and awareness and objectivity so I can see, know, and understand what's standing in my way that's keeping me from my own personal evolution. Nice and easy, pull in that life force energy right through the top of your head. Let it go all the way down to the tips of your toes. Stop it at the tips of your toes. Turn it around and push out any negative energy left over.
And to activate life force so I can have hope that clearing will bring about my personal evolution.
Love it. Take a breath. Let it go right on through you and then turn it around so all that negative energy can be pushed out. And to activate life force so I can trust that real growth and evolution comes from using internal resources. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can have the determination to create evolution by developing my inner resources with clearing.
That's amazing.
Take a breath.
Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and creative, love myself and love others, love my neighbors, love who I am and love and give myself permission to do clearings every single day, not only for me, but for the entire world, starting right now. Take a breath. Let that come in through the top of your head. Turn it around when it reaches the tips of your toes and blow out any negative energy left over. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
So, you know, this week we talked about, you know, true evolution and what that is. But the problem is that most of us, because of that 80%, that was last week, the 80% negative energy attached to us, we don't have the consciousness, the emotional intelligence, the intuition, the evolution that we need. So we're really ripe for scams, false claims, bad advice, superstition. And that's what we're going to talk about next week. This is kind of an amazing show. I love this show, you know, and I love to look at something and say, okay, what's wrong here? That's part of my evolution. You know, if you have to live with me, you might not see it's very evolved.
I'm not saying a word.
But, you know, it's something that we've been doing for a long, long time. And there's a lot of misconceptions because we can't really see energy for ourselves. We want to help you identify some of the scams, the false claims, the bad advice. There are a lot of half-truths out there in the energy world. And we want to help you. But really what we want to help you do is create your own evolution.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Develop your own emotional intelligence. Absolutely. And so if someone comes to you with what about this process? You can say, oh, that doesn't feel right. Or I'm not sure about that.
Right.
You know, or yeah, that seems pretty good. I'm going to try that.
Okay. So Jason, how can I and those out there in radio land get more information and real support from the ecosystem approach?
We've set it up so you can try it out and do it all for free. This is how you do it. You know, you listen to our radio show every week. Go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org. Sign up for our our weekly clearing list and our free section in our website. And there's a lot of content there. You know, every week you'll get the clearing list. You'll get a newsletter that tells you the backstory about the topic for the week. And a lot of people, we just heard that they weren't able to listen to the show, but they've been using the clearings every week. That's what it's there for. That's mm-hmm. how you can start to do this. You can start to evolve on your own for free. It's really easy.
Okay.
Do that today.
What about Facebook?
So if you go to Facebook, the ecosystemapproach.org, that's our page. Go like us. You can preview the show for every week. And please like us.
Okay. We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.